Orchestra Toronto will be performing its Virtuosic Journeys concert on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. within the George Weston Recital Hall at the Meridian Arts Center, about a week and a half from today. At Virtuosic Journeys, you will hear the beloved anthem of Disney's Fantasia, the Dukas Sorcerer's Apprentice as well. You get Sibelius V and Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto. David Jalbert will be at the piano, the celebrated Canadian talent. OrchestraToronto.ca to pick up tickets. Michael Noonan, music director of Orchestra Toronto, he's here, and he was formerly the music director of Symphony New Brunswick, Camerata New Brunswick, and the Peterborough Symphony Orchestra. He has toured all over the world as a conductor in Poland, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Austria, Italy, and South Korea. Michael Noonan, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to have you here once again. Tell us about Virtuosic Journeys. How do you decide what you want to perform for this program? Because that's a treasure trove. You get to make some decisions around that. And so tell me about that process.
Well, what really excites me is every piece.
Yeah.
And it has to be something in this concert that people are not maybe so familiar with, and then other things that they're very familiar with.
I think that's really true. And you've got that nice mix this time around.
Yeah.
So when you have a blank slate in front of you, I mean, how do you and your team decide what these pieces are even going to be in the first place?
Well, we take a look at, of course, at what we haven't played for some time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then I have to see what things I feel personally attached to. And so for me, all of the things I do, but particularly I'd have to say Sibelius and Rachmaninoff are two of my staples that I always like to come back to.
Okay, I want to talk about them because they're great pieces, but we will start with Dukas, the Sorcerer's Apprentice. We all know this from Fantasia. I play it around Halloween. I got a lot of requests for it at that time of the year. We think of Mickey with his buckets of water and the brooms wandering
around
and so on. You know, we play it pretty regularly, but I can't really remember too many times it actually being performed in the GTA or in Southern Ontario. So that's kind of fun.
That's right. It doesn't get performed as much as it should be.
Right.
And it's a great piece.
It is a great piece. Everybody loves it.
That's right.
Yeah.
People love it. And it's a real challenge for the orchestra.
Okay. Why?
Because there are just a lot of notes.
Okay.
A lot of notes and a lot of things happen.
There was a Mozart criticism at one point, wasn't it?
Yes, there were.
Yeah.
And one thing to keep in mind for anybody listening to it is that there's basically a trajectory where it gets faster and faster as the broom divides itself and starts to get out of control, and Mickey or the apprentices lost control. And so the orchestra has to get faster and faster and faster until everything finally breaks down.
I love it. Let's listen to a little moment of Dukas, the Sorcerer's Apprentice. So you get the idea, and that is a challenge for any orchestra, and it's fantastic that you'll get a chance to hear it. It's going to be Sunday, February 23rd, 3 p.m., George Weston Recital Hall at Meridian Arts Center, orchestratoronto.ca to pick up those tickets. Michael Noonan is with us, music director. Tell us about Sibelius, self-described wrestles with God to put together his symphony number 5. How do you interpret that as you work with the music?
Well, I think that this particular symphony is so unique because it does take its inspiration from a time when Sibelius, during the First World War, when he was working on the symphony, he had to come to terms with the symphonic form changing and people's taste changing, and he wasn't able to go anywhere because he was cut off. He was outside of Helsinki. He was in his villa in the forest. And he went out one day and famously wrote in his diary that he saw 12 swans take off in perfect sync. And that brought him the main idea, which you hear at the end of the symphony.
What a great reminder of what inspiration can be, right?
Exactly.
Go out for a walk.
Go out for a walk.
See what happens.
See what happens. Yeah. And then you write one of the greatest symphonies that was ever written.
Unbelievable. Sibelius is such an interesting story. He kind of retires at an interesting point in his career. But leaves us with these absolute gems. And how are you feeling through rehearsals and sort of getting it started?
Well, the thing that's interesting to me is that I discovered the symphony in a very strong way maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And so for me, it's been something that's accompanied me for a long time, and mm-hmm. I have conducted it before. But for some of the orchestral musicians, they're saying they weren't familiar with it.
Right.
And they're familiar with Sibelius. And they're saying, thank you so much for programming this.
Yeah, I love it. Let's listen. This is a moment from Sibelius Symphony 5. If you are just joining us, Orchestra Toronto will be performing its Virtuosic Journeys concert Sunday, February 23rd, 3 p.m., George Weston Recital Hall. That's within the Meridian Arts Center. It's about a week and a half from today. OrchestraToronto.ca to pick up tickets. Michael Noonan, Music Director of Orchestra Toronto, is with us, giving us definitely a sneak preview here and taking us through the repertoire. All right, David Jalbert, six-time Opus Award winner, went to Juilliard, certainly been nominated one of the best pianists in this country. You've got him, and you've got him for Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3, which is interesting because we often talk about 2, but here you are with 3. Once again, you're digging into the repertoire, finding maybe something that people aren't quite as familiar with. So tell us about this marriage of deciding to perform it and getting David.
Well, I've performed with David many, many times. Yeah. He's a dear friend of mine, and he's one of the pianists and musicians I respect the most. And I do know that he was performing the third Rock Concerto in Quebec about a year ago. And when I heard about that, I said, well, would you consider coming to Orchestra Toronto to do that? It's a special concerto.
Okay.
It's in that late romantic style that the second is. It's just a little less known.
It's interesting. I always say it's kind of the rock and roll of repertoire, because for a piano player, you really do get to show
exactly
your dexterity, your nimbleness on the piano. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. You need a great pianist to do this, to even attempt it.
It's amazing to think Rachmaninoff performing his own works, right?
That's
right. He would release them and premiere them.
But what's interesting also is that he was so tall.
Right.
And he had huge hands.
Right.
Right? And so for him to play his concertos, well, it was a challenge for him, but for other mortals that are not quite as tall as that,
yeah,
it's even harder.
Totally. Not born with, you know, like these strange Muppet-like fingers. I think that is definitely a centerpiece of this one. Virtuosic Journeys. You got the Rachmaninoff, Sibelius, and the Dukat to get things started. And so after this concert happens in February, we look to April, and it's an operatic.
That's right.
You're diving into opera, so
that's right.
Can you preview that at all?
Well, I can, because we have 3 wonderful singers.
Okay.
We have Caroline Podolak, soprano, who is a member of the COC ensemble studio now. We have Scott Rumble, tenor, one of Canada's great up-and-coming tenors. And we have James Westman, baritone,
right,
veteran. And so we're doing bleeding chunks of opera from, you know, Verdi, Wagner,
yeah,
some Puccini, of course.
A little bit of Puccini. Gotta have Puccini.
A little bit of French opera will find its way as well.
Nice. I like some of the French opera that gets performed these days has sort of been a little bit forgotten through time, so it's kind of nice to get
that's
the French
right
opera,
yeah,
too. That looks fantastic. And once again, if you'd like to take a little gander up ahead to April, orchestratoronto.ca to pick up tickets for this upcoming concert and for April. Michael Noonan, Music Director of Orchestra Toronto, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to listen to a little bit of Rachmaninoff 3 here as we go out. Orchestra Toronto performing its Virtuosic Journeys concert Sunday, February 23rd, 3 p.m., George Weston Recital Hall. I was just there, fantastic room at the Meridian Arts Center. Orchestratoronto.ca to pick up those tickets. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. This is a moment from Rachmaninoff 3.